At the gate of the camp, SS officers were waiting for us. They counted us. Then we were directed to the assembly place. Orders were given to us through loudspeakers. Form fives! Form groups of 100! 5 paces forward! I held on to my father's hand, the old familiar fear not to lose him. Right next to us, the high chimney of the crematory oven rose up. It no longer made any impression on us. It scarcely attracted our attention. An established inmate of Buchenwald told us that we should have a shower and then we could go into the blocks. The idea of having a hot bath fascinated me. My father was silent. He was breathing heavily beside me. "Father," I said, "only another moment more. Soon we can lie down in a bed. You can rest." He did not answer. I was so exhausted myself that his silence left me indifferent. My only wish was to take a bath as quickly as possible and lie down in a bed. But it was not easy to reach the showers. Hundreds of prisoners were crowding there. The guards were unable to keep any order. They struck out right and left with no apparent result. Others, without the strength to push or even to stand up, had sat down in the snow. My father wanted to do the same. He groaned.